The World View with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
To London now we go. Adam, good morning to you. The big story overnight, of course, certainly our time, was Donald Trump really pulling out of the Iranian nuclear deal.
Yeah, morning, Morgani. He said he was going to do it, and he did. So I suppose we're not terribly surprised necessarily, but the impact of this is quite something, given that all those who had signed up to this deal with Iran, remember, limiting their nuclear ambitions in exchange for not imposing full sanctions. The UK, France, Germany, Russia, and China were all quite happy with the deal, feeling it was doing its thing. International Atomic Agency inspectors had said absolutely that Iran had reduced its uranium enrichment. You need to enrich with a certain substance to 90% grade if you're going to make weapons. They were doing it at 3% for nuclear energy. Their stockpiles were reduced. Centrifuge stocks were reduced drastically. But Donald Trump has said that it was a bad deal and seems to have gone with that. What it really seems to be is that the United States wanted Iran to be limited in its other influences around the Middle East, and Israel and Saudi Arabia absolutely agree with him, but they're the only two. So if now the UK, France and Germany pursue a new deal with Iran and to keep with what they've gone with, then that would put pretty much the whole of the rest of the world at odds with the United States. Or to put it another way, the United States has just isolated itself and could now start imposing sanctions on British, French, German, Russian and Chinese companies who do business with Iran. What the next step in all of this is, well, I don't envy the diplomatic service in trying to sort this out.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most consequential decision he's announced in recent days. And the problem with it is, of course, it's going to limit any kind of inspections by key agencies like the International Atomic Energy Agency in terms of nuclear facilities in Iran. So we're now not going to know exactly what's happening there. We'll see how it unfolds, Adam. Now, racism in youth football.
Yeah, there have been some allegations made surrounding Chelsea Football Club, so one of England's biggest clubs by a long way, dating back to the 1980s and 90s, and two former coaches, both of whom deny the allegations, by the way, are basically charged with racial abuse, Graham Ricks and Gwyn Williams. Seven former youth footballers at Chelsea allege that these two particular coaches used inappropriate language based on their skin colour. They suggested that they would be criminals if they weren't playing football. Black versus white practice matches were staged all the time. One says he was chosen to win an award, but then on the night of the award ceremony, the coach gave it to a white player instead. It's hard enough becoming a footballer, and obviously an awful lot of dreams are snuffed out, and there's nothing to say that these seven footballers would have become stars or would have become professional footballers. But they say that their dreams were absolutely crushed, their confidence was completely sapped by these two, and they may well take court action as well.
And, of course, you want to tell us about a problem in Rome. Buses keep bursting into flames. I suppose it, gives a new meaning to combustion engine.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought, isn't it? Yes, and whilst those buses burst into flames, Nero will be fiddling. What we have here is not just one bus bursting into flames for no explained reason. It appears that it's the maintenance of the buses rather than the manufacture. As far as I can tell, the buses, if not all of them, certainly most of them are Mercedes buses, perfectly decently built, but it's the maintenance of them that seems to be the problem. So in Rome, they've just had two buses burst into flames, one in the middle of town, one in the suburbs. That's 10 this year, 32 in the past 18 months. To have 32 public buses just burst into flames, so far, I have to say, without terrible consequence, nobody has been injured beyond the odd scrape. But there have been a few near misses. But to have 32 buses bursting into flames clearly indicates a bit of a problem, and everyone is pointing the finger at the Rome Transport Authority attack. So when in Rome, do as the Romans do and watch what those buses do.
I wonder if Berlusconi has a fiddle. We'll leave it there, Adam, on the line from the UK. Every day on the Emirates Worldview now, we ask you to send us a question and keep sending us these questions. I mean, some of the questions that have been asked are absolutely fascinating as far as I'm concerned. You can can send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. You can tweet us, you can WhatsApp us, and certainly, of course, we'll try and get you answers. And today's question comes from Megan Gomez, who tweeted, why do the shutters of airplane windows have to be kept open during takeoff and indeed landing, you could add? Hashtag Emirates World View. It's a great question. And to get to the answer, we spoke to Captain Pete Talyard, who's a retired pilot of SAA.
The windows are normally open or always open in case of a rejected takeoff. You can imagine that in case of a rejected takeoff and the possibility of a power failure, there might be smoke in the cabin, and the cabin crew wants to have a look outside to see where the dangers are, where to evacuate the passengers to, and it also gives the passengers a chance to organize themselves in terms of the cabin layout, because in a dark environment where there's a lot of smoke, people normally don't behave rationally. And if they see the lights on the outside, or if they can see which side, if there is fire and which side the fire is burning, that helps them to sort themselves out and evacuate the aircraft much quicker.
Well, now you have it. So next time you're on that flight and they tell you to open the shutters, you know why. Congratulations to Megan Gomez for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow. Keep those questions coming.